I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, our Wisdom Watch conversation with Oscar-winning actor Louis Gossett Jr. He talks about his life on and off screen and his new book, An Actor and a Gentleman. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, the National League broke its all-star losing streak last night.
Here's the 0-1. Ripped into the right field corner off the bat of McCann. Roland scores. Tie game. Holiday scores. NL leads. Here comes Marlon Byrd. Brian McCann has unloaded the bases. 3-1 NL.
The biggest National League hit in 13 years.
As you heard, it was the first win for the National League in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in 13 years. But a lot of the buzz surrounding the game had little to do with what was happening on the diamond. Announcers, players, and fans were all marking the death of longtime New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner on Monday. And there's also the debate over where to hold next year's All-Star Game. It's scheduled to be played in Arizona, but some are calling on the league to move the game in protest of that state's controversial immigration law. We wanted to know more about this, so we've called Dave Zirin. He's a sports writer for the magazine The Nation and at edgeofsports.com, and we reached him on vacation. So thank you, Dave.
Hey, great to be here, Michelle.
What about the death of George Steinbrenner? Did it kind of cast a pall over the game, or...?
In a way, Michelle, he's too big to cast a pall over the game because he's the only owner in sports I can even think of whose death would overshadow the All-Star Game. I mean, it would overshadow the World Series. And what made George Steinbrenner so huge is that he was both a bridge to the past, but also he was the person who really patented the future when it comes to what it means to be an owner in professional sports.
I understand you have a personal story to share about an encounter you had with him.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of evocative. I mean, when I was 12 years old, the most famous and most controversial sports columnist in New York City, where I grew up, a gentleman by the name of Dick Young, he passed away, and it was announced in the newspaper that there was going to be an open funeral for people to come and pay their respects. And I'm 12 years old, and for some reason I thought it would be a good idea to throw on my blue blazer and get on the crosstown bus and check out the service. And as soon as I walked in the door, I realized I'd really made a terrible mistake. Like, it wasn't teeming with fans, and it was filled with kind of the glitterati of the New York City sports scene. And they all immediately looked at me like I was absolutely in the wrong place. And I was about to slink out the door when I felt this really meaty hand on the back of my head. And I look up, and it's George Steinbrenner. And he's shaking my head by the neck with a big smile, and he's saying, here's the guy, now this funeral can get started.
Okay.
And all I can think of in my head is, holy crap, George Steinbrenner just pushed me inside. And then all these people came up to me, and they were like, and who are you? Like, they immediately thought I was somebody, and I was made welcome at the service.
But you were somebody, because Steinbrenner knew it was about the fans.
Well, yeah, I think that's what I mean about when I say it being evocative. And it's something that a lot of people have stories similar to that when it comes to Steinbrenner.
Well, thanks for that. Before we let you go, we do have to talk about the controversy over next year's All-Star Game. There's a growing chorus of voices saying that the game should be moved. Where's the energy around that?
There's a really interesting relationship happening right now in terms of that energy between people on the outside who've built a grassroots movement. But the energy is also coming from inside the locker room, as now we have numerous players and numerous all-stars who have come forward to say, we want the game moved to, or we will boycott the game in 2011.
So finally, who gets to decide, and is there a deadline by which it has to be decided?
Bud Selig, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, he actually gets to decide this. And he really does have, I mean, realistically, until early next season to make a decision on this regard. And there's a lot of pressure on Selig because baseball is really unique among the major sports to the degree to which it depends on a Latin American talent pipeline into the game. I mean, 28% of players are born in Latin America and theoretically would be strongly affected by Arizona's laws.
Wow, this is interesting story. Well, you'll keep us posted, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. I am on this like a hornet.
All right. Dave Zirin is a sports writer for The Nation and TheEdgeOfSports.com. He's also author of the forthcoming book, Bad Sports, How Owners Are Ruining the games we love. And he joined us by phone from an undisclosed location in New York where he's vacationing. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle.